USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden met with congressional leaders and asked them to prevent a rail strike just weeks before Christmas. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says this should have been solved months ago.
This wasn't a negotiation that was selected by this administration. This was something that was celebrated by this administration that it was fixed. And now, right before a holiday season, right when farmers need to ship their goods and others, we have to rush something to the floor.
China is swinging into full gear to control mass protests over its zero COVID policy. Police are patrolling streets in major cities this week as thousands call for more freedom, protesting against the president. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox and Friends that these protests are a wake-up call for the Chinese government.
What we're learning is that the people of China are human beings. Human beings don't like to be locked up. They don't like to be told they can't go out, they can't go to work, they can't socialize, they can't go see family members, they can't go to the entertainment and have fun for long periods of time by their government.
Today is a day many folks are opening their wallets to give to causes they support.
Today is Giving Tuesday. It's a global movement to raise money and awareness for humanitarian projects. When Giving Tuesday launched in 2012, founders hoped to make giving a more central part of daily life. Giving Tuesday broke giving records last year, and organizers hope to break records again today. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The National Weather Service says parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas could see strong to severe thunderstorms and a threat of tornadoes starting later this afternoon and into Wednesday morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Tributes are pouring in on both sides of the aisle following the death of a Virginia congressman. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
61-year-old Representative Donald McEachin, the Democrat from Virginia, died Monday night from complications due to rectal cancer. A former lawyer who represented Richmond in the Virginia State Legislature was elected to Congress in 2016. McEachin's House seat will remain vacant until Governor Glenn Youngkin schedules a special election to replace him. Before his death, he stressed the importance of early detection.
I can't stress to you enough the importance of early detection.
Students returned to the University of Idaho just 2 weeks after four students were stabbed to death in their off-campus home. University of Idaho student Dakota Wilson says he noticed the school's efforts to make students feel safe.
I feel safer on campus. Like, I've noticed that there's a lot more campus security, so I'm feeling good. I feel like I can just walk around and feel, like, safe wherever I'm going.
In addition to heightened campus security, Moscow police and private security are patrolling the school. Several people intend to file a lawsuit after an SUV crashed into an Apple store in Massachusetts. One person was killed and at least 19 others were injured in the incident last week. Attorneys representing the victims are planning to share more details about the litigation Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.